Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
I was looking at my bank statement, and I have a $49.89 charge from this company, and I'd like to know what it's about.
Okay. So I actually work for a third-party contact center where we do service a wide range of merchants. Will you verify your first and last name for me?
It's Judith Sailors, S-A-Y-L-O-R-S.
Okay,
Ms. It may be under Daniel.
Okay. For security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
464 Hillshore Road, Livonia, Georgia. 30553.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. So I do see here that you have the Bites Hub Nutrition, or you had the Bites Hub Nutrition app, which is an app that focuses on how to use real foods to boost your energy as well as cut sugar and carb cravings. It provides you with meal plans and recipe guides to help you eat better, feel better, and do better, with that monthly subscription being $49.89, basically being about $1.33 a day. Now, I do see here that you entered a contest to win an iPad Pro on December the 21st. With that contest entry, if you do not decline, the offer for Bites Hub within your terms and conditions, then you are automatically enrolled into that product. Now, I see here that the account has actually been canceled as of January the 20th. And now that the account was canceled, of course, you wouldn't receive any more charges, nor would you have access to that account going forward.
I don't understand. We didn't do nothing, and I'd like to know how this is happening.
Okay, so do you recall entering a contest to win an iPad Pro, or maybe did someone in your home or family enter the contest to win an iPad Pro?
It's just me and my husband, you know, and we didn't do anything. We're just trying to figure out how these things are happening because I've got other charges on here that we didn't do either.
I'm sorry, Ms. Sailor, you're breaking up on me.
I said we had other charges on our phone that we did not do either, and I got all them canceled, and I did not know this one was on here.
Yes, ma'am, and I do. Of course, I definitely understand your frustrations with the charges, well, with the charge on the account, because I only see here that you were charged once, the $49.89, before the account was canceled. And again, your account has already been canceled, so therefore you wouldn't receive any more charges going forward.
But there ain't no way of getting my money back.
So we've actually exceeded the 21. I mean, I'm sorry, the 30 days on the 21st. But what I can do is reach out to the merchant, see if we're able to get that refunded back to you. If so, I can process that refund for you today, if you'll bear with me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
You're definitely welcome. And I am still here. Bear with me one moment.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for patiently holding with me. So I did go ahead and get the refund issue back in the amount of $44.89. Now there was a $5 registration fee that is non-refundable. So everything else was actually refunded back to the account. Again, you will see a refund on the account in the amount of $44.89. Now, with that refund, it does take about 3 to 5 business days for that refund to reflect into the account. However, you will receive an email confirming that refund back to your account within 24 to 48 hours from now, Ms. Judy.
Okay, that'll be just fine.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. And it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today. And I do want to thank you for calling into customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.